Friday. Welcome back, everybody, to the Trailers Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
We're done with Halloween. Or I guess that would have been last episode.
Been done with Halloween.
Yeah.
Done with spooky things.
Done with spooky things in general. You know what happened? I guess this... I made a realization of something that happened to me this Halloween that has never happened ever.
You got laid.
No. still not.
One day.
But like, I didn't have a single piece of candy.
Really?
Oh, all you're Halloween.
You're just a skinny boy?
I'm just a skinny... No, I want candy.
Like, so you didn't have any, like, on the day?
I didn't have any on the day or day after. Like, I didn't have any... Like, we didn't buy any for our house to give out because we weren't going to be there. And I didn't have any at the Halloween party we were at.
You didn't even want to, like...
So I'm just, like, a... I'm just a chopped adult. You know what I mean?
You didn't even want to, like, leave a bowl or nothing?
No, because last time I did that, they stole the bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rude, dude.
Kids these days.
Dude, and you're in, like, a nice neighborhood, too.
I know.
I'm in Mesa,
which it was I have like a Sam from Trick or Treat little dude that holds a bowl. They took that bowl, or the wind picked up and took it or something.
They took Sam?
No.
Well, that's what matters, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad that I still have Sam. I would have been pissed if they
We put out candy and asked her what bowl, and she said a specific bowl. I'm like, that's a good bowl. What if they take it?
You know? Yeah, you gotta be.
It's like prime popcorn, prime mixing bowl.
You gotta kind be of cautious bowl. Of the bowl that you use.
You know? Yeah. But, dude, candy was fucking expensive. I got, like, the cheapest bag that they had, and it was, like, $8 still.
Whoa.
And it was, like, the shitty ones where it was, like, Tootsie Rolls and, like, dots, you know?
Filler?
Yeah, filler.
You gave them filler?
I gave them all filler.
You deserve to have your bowl taken.
Hey, all the candy was gone when we got back.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So, Nathan, we're going to do a little something.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Random number generator?
Yes, sir. Nathan, you're going to be blind ranking.
Oh, fuck.
Books that we have reviewed.
Oh, based off of like a number? Like an episode?
Yeah, episode number.
Oh, okay.
So.
And I won't know what the book is?
Well, we'll like look up what the book is and you'll rank it.
Okay, cool.
Do you got it? Are you going to look up whatever the book is?
Yeah, I have all the numbers.
Okay, cool. So, between 1 and 294, which is today's book. Got 94.
Okay. Episode 94, we did Nightwing. I assume the Tom Taylor one.
Yeah.
Bruno Redondo. That's a good book.
It's pretty good.
That was 94?
That seems like not that long
that
ago.
That seems like so not long
that
ago.
That was 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. It was January 2022.
Whoa.
That's crazy. That's a good book, though. Not the best. But I think that's a confident 2.
I'd probably put that 2 as well.
133.
This isn't that random, if I'm honest.
Yeah. It is Infidel. That was a spooky month book.
Ooh.
The vampire one. Right? Is that what they were?
It's demons.
They're demons. Was that Porn Sack Pache Soap?
Yeah.
Was it that guy? That was a pretty good book, too.
Yeah. Got a lot of heat Ooh. So far.
We haven't read a lot of terrible books, so we have to consider that, too.
Yeah.
There's some stinkers.
That could come up.
But they're statistically unlikely to come up.
But there's also, like, books that, like, are just forgettable.
They are. You know? Yeah, we have a ton of forgettable books. So I think I'm cool with putting this at 3.
Okay.
But there's definitely books that are between those two.
Fair enough.
It'll be tough. Also, there's a book that I like, I want to definitely
43, put it. What is it?
Oh, God. 43, we have House of M.
Whoa, okay.
Do you remember that book?
I remember like the last page, you know, or like whatever the last thing Scarlet Witch said.
I like that book.
Yeah.
I've read it twice, but just because I read it already before we read this. And I think it's fun. But there's better like comics events out there.
Yeah.
Better comics events that we've read.
As like just a book.
As a book itself. I don't know. What do you think? 4?
It seems safe.
It seems safe. But we're going to get a really good... Okay, we've left 4? The extremities. Yeah, at 4.
Okay.
Still good. Good list.
173.
Oh my God, that's recent. I probably guessed what that was, but I'm not going to. 173.
Spawn. Not that recent, dude. Is it Spawn?
Yeah, Spawn.
Huh.
Oh yeah, not that recent. Oh, I was thinking it's 273, man.
No.
Dude, I don't want to put it at number 1.
You can't put that at number 1.
I can't put that, but it's not that... It's... Fuck, we fucked ourselves here, because it's...
You're doing this.
I'm doing this? I thought it was us.
No, you've been doing
it. Put it at five.
Five? Okay.
I like that book, though.
Okay.
All right. All right, see what number one is. I've left number one.
Ten.
This is early.
We started with good stuff early.
I don't even have that numbered here, so hold on. Or is it Money Shot?
It's totally Money Shot.
Fuck. I would have been so good if I banged Batman Year One.
You gooner.
Put the one sex comic that we've read at number one, baby.
It is like legit a comic about porn.
So. Yeah, it is. Are you doing one too?
Attaboy. Nope. This is just
no. You do one. You do one.
Oh my god.
Get a new sticky note.
Shit. Now just put it down here.
That's fair. Dude, Money Shot was in between Spider-Man Life Story and Batman Year One. That's crazy.
A narrow task. 165.
165. That is. It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth.
God damn, that's a good one. I'll go two.
Really, that's an easy one for me. I feel safe putting that at one for me. Because I like that book.
I'm like saving that in case that is like kind of a forever book kind of thing. Like
yeah.
I have a physical copy.
Mm-hmm. S-tier.
For the S-tier stuff. Mm-hmm. So just in case, save two. 56. Irredeemable Ant-Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a fun one.
I think that's a four.
Yeah, I would agree. So right now you have 1, 3, and 5 open.
Yeah.
So it's either top, mid, or terrible.
Or stinker. 282. That's
282. For 282, that is The Toxic Avenger.
I did enjoy that, but not more than Ant-Man. So yeah. I'm just going to put that down at five.
This is okay. Good.
So
this is a solid list from you so far.
Yeah. Don't hate any of my answers. 24.
Ooh, an early one.
What was before Miracle Man?
New Mutants.
We didn't read New Mutants. Are you guessing?
No, it's New Mutants.
Fuck, is that the...
Wait, when did we read New Mutants?
Is that... Did we read that for that movie that came out?
We read the Zeb Wells one.
Fuck, with... all
right. Oh, I do remember this.
It's like, because...
It wasn't very good.
Because it didn't have...
It's not Bill Sienkiewicz.
Yeah, the Bill Sienkiewicz art. And it didn't have that dude, Warlock, that we wanted to see.
Yeah, we wanted to see Warlock. He was in there.
Is that the Demon Bear storyline? Is it just before that?
Yeah, Demon Bear.
I don't even remember. Not three, I guess.
It's
This would have been a better five.
You like that shitty New Mutants run better than your Demon Bear Man? Crazy.
No.
All right, let's see what we put as number one.
156. Ooh.
Oh, boy. We had some mid ones. Another X-Men book. We have New X-Men.
Oh, Grant Morrison?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, okay.
That's a good number one.
That's chill. Okay.
Not bad.
All righty. Yeah, just because you're number one.
Yeah.
Kind
of
hurts
it. A lot of Marvel stuff in your top five, Daniel. You're a bit of a Marvel fanboy over there. I don't have any Marvel in mine.
I need to make a... I need to make an Excel sheet of like just breaking down the publishers that we've done so we can balance it out a little bit.
Oh, like make it
like what percentage Marvel and what percentage DC?
Because
mm-hmm.
Make it an even distribution.
I know it's lopsided. It's probably majority like indie stuff, right? Like non-big
yeah,
two?
I think so.
Because there's so many.
Yeah.
And different.
Do you think we have more Marvel or more DC? Probably more Marvel, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Probably more Marvel because more Marvel movies and shit come out.
Yeah, there was a time where we'd do like indie DC Marvel indie DC. You know,
those were the days. We'd balance that shit out.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Anyway, we got time codes in our description. We got the book, which is the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news.
What news we got, Daniel?
Not a lot of news.
Not a whole lot.
Nathan, Southern Bastards coming to Hulu, maybe?
What?
Yeah, I guess the...
Cool.
They ordered like a pilot or whatever.
Dude, I was thinking about how good Southern Bastards was when I was watching ASU play. I was like, God, that was such a good book.
God, I love football. God.
Well, I was like, there are people fucking smashing each other and getting hurt. and stuff, but I was like, man, Southern Bastards, like, it felt like they captured that.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it was high school football in the book, but still.
Right.
That's cool. I would love to see an end to that story.
Yeah, I know.
I doubt it'll be popular enough to get to the end of a story, but we'll see.
Maybe they do, like a solid three seasons or something.
And that'd be sick.
And that's, like, enough, you know, like a hardcover per season sort of thing.
Who knows, man? It's got a bold name if they keep with Southern Bastards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess on Hulu.
And it's cool. I think they could do good. I like just the idea of, like, the Southern crime family based around
sports. I think sports. It's got legs.
It does, know? Dude. It really does.
Like Friday Night Lights, but it's fucking Breaking Bad or something.
Yeah. It's like one of the first books I read where I was like, I'm fucking hooked on this.
How do you think, like, the lightning bolt hitting the tree and making a bat?
That's a little corny. I don't know. Maybe he, like, has a bat already.
The man has a bat.
His dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe his dad has a bat that he used for something already.
Hmm.
I don't know. Or, you know what? Just go all in. Make it a lightning bolt that fucking strikes a tree that his dad is buried under.
Everyone's just got to be on board for it.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Anyway. Or maybe, like, a branch falls and he just makes it into a bat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
That's cool. I didn't see that.
Yeah, that could be exciting.
Daniel, Godzilla news. Not really comics news, but it is comics.
Yeah.
Godzilla minus zero coming out. Did you see this?
You can't subtract zero.
You can't. It's just Godzilla.
Yeah.
If they put an equal sign at the
end. They just need to make sure that people know it's the same studio.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. They like the minus branding, I guess. I don't know why they went with minus zero. They went the other way.
Well, like,
who knows what that could be?
Minus one would be negative, which is, like, supposed to be set, like, prior, I guess, to.
Oh, I see.
Like the OG Godzilla kind of thing. But anyway.
That's cool.
But yeah, new one coming. I don't know when we'll
see
that.
Same guy, I guess. That made the same director?
Maybe. I think it's, like, the same, like, studio, which is what is, like, important. So yeah, very exciting.
Daniel, friend of the show, Chip Zdarsky, announced Armageddon. It's a Marvel event series written by Chip Zdarsky. About Bruce Willis and his best film.
And Ben Affleck.
So I don't want to go to the moon.
Yeah.
And they're miners or whatever.
Yeah, and they have to be astronauts.
The only thing I know about that movie is the deleted scene. Or, like, the commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Ben Affleck's like, this is stupid.
Why aren't you just train the astronauts to be miners? That seems much more feasible.
That is such a funny clip.
And then, like, Michael Bay's like, shut the fuck up.
That's a Michael Bay movie?
I think so.
Whoa. I gotta watch it. But anyway, the event.
With the commentary.
Daniel, the event promises to shake the foundation of the Marvel Universe. Can you believe it?
An event?
An event. But apparently not in a way seen since Avengers Disassembled. It's going to be Chip Zdarsky and Valerio Schiedi's. Oh, it begins with Zdarsky and Valerio Schiedi's Captain America and ties into recent developments from the Ultimate Universe.
I think it's just a gimmick to get me to buy a cap again.
Yeah. But it starts in
June.
Oh, so that's deep into Captain America. It'll be like issue 8 or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless it delays.
Which we're hoping for.
Nathan.
What?
The fall of Ultraman. I guess it's the end of Ultraman in the Marvel Universe or whatever.
He fell over?
Yep, he fell down. He was real big and he fell. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
He fell real hard.
Come in February 11th from...
Are they still doing Ultraman stuff?
I think there was just stuff here and there. I remember... The one that we read seemed old, but it was like, there was like Ultraman and Avengers or whatever, or maybe versus Avengers. I think that was it. There might have been something else that I wasn't aware of, but it would be by Kyle Higgins and Matt Groom.
Okay. Sounds fun. I'm not a big Ultraman man myself.
I like the idea. Watched that movie. It was okay.
Yeah. People love that movie though.
They love that movie?
Yeah. Or I've seen, like, whenever someone talks about it, it was like, it was so good.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
But maybe you have to like the...
Maybe if you're, IP. Like, so burnt by, like, so much kid content, then you watch that.
Oh.
Then you might be like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's more appreciated than, I guess, other Ultraman stuff.
I tried to get my nephew into it. I don't know if he liked it, really, but...
Nah, he probably didn't fuck with it.
He just was like, let's watch Sonic now.
Is that the Sonic guy? Yeah.
And then, so a bit of sad news.
Okay.
But Bird King, Volume 4, will be the last volume of Bird King.
No!
Yeah.
When does that come out?
I don't know.
Oh.
If it was on schedule, it'd be next month?
Yeah, November.
Well, like, not, what is the schedule? You know, it has been normally December the last couple of years.
They just kind of drop it and then dip.
So maybe next year it'll be finished. But
I'm looking up Crom's shit right now.
Yeah, he posted today, I think. He's like, here's the final pages of the last volume. And I'm like,
what the fuck? I mean, it makes sense just the way that volume 3 ended.
Okay. I didn't read it, but
it's good. You haven't even read 2.
Shit it.
Man, I hope that bird becomes the king.
Give us what we want. Dude, it would be just kind of cool if that was like 6 volumes or like 10, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, 4 is good.
Yeah, that's a good book.
That could be a really cool collection.
Yeah, I agree.
But, anyway, what book did we read this week, Nathan?
We read Oz, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. That's how it's actually titled.
To be exact.
Yep.
I don't know if that's like...
I think they were just looking for some SEO.
Maybe. I mean, the cover is just The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. But like the way it's like labeled in the app, it's like Oz because it's like...
Who knows?
These were eventually all collected into a big Oz omnibus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's multiple trades of this.
Ozmindibus.
Ozmindibus.
See?
Omnibus.
Nope, we're going the other way now.
Yeah, so art by Scotty Young. The original novel is written by L. Frank Baum. And Eric Schneider wrote the script for this.
Mm-hmm. I hardly know her. Colorist.
Oh.
Jean-Francois Ballou.
Yeah. Longtime collaborator.
Long time.
Jeff Eckelberry on letters.
Yeah.
So.
When did this come out? 2007 or some shit?
8, maybe.
2019?
Seemed like.
That can't be right.
Seemed like classic Scotty Young art.
Yeah.
You like know?
Pretty before he went all baby.
I thought it'd be kind of like, I don't know, messier or like kind of like a skeleton of what he is now.
But no, he fucking rules.
He could have done this like last year, you know, and I would have believed it. But the Oz Omnibus is about 1,100 pages.
Holy shit. Marvel did that much Oz?
I've seen it in person.
2009.
And that's where I like heard about this. There's also The Marvelous Land of Oz, Ozma of Oz, Road to Oz, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and then Emerald City of Oz.
How is that any different from this book, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz?
It's just different. She goes back, maybe.
Mm-mm. Okay, interesting. Yeah, this is interesting.
All done by Scotty Young, by the way.
All of those?
All of those.
Shut the fuck up.
He's done like 1,100 pages of Wizard of Oz shit.
Oh my God, I'm in.
That was a fucking steady paycheck
from this guy. How many fucking Oz books? That's crazy. I never even knew he did any Oz
This was like a huge chapter of his life, you know?
I know. And now he's doing baby stuff. Who knows what's next? What's the third stage of Scotty Young going to be?
What's even smaller than babies? Fetus covers.
Bacteria. That's crazy.
But yeah, I thought it was.
He's so good in this. Like genuine cartoonist.
Oh, you know excellent. What I
mean? So super, super fun. He captures the whimsy.
Yeah.
I think of all this stuff. I like that he did his own designs for like the regular group.
Yeah.
Of redesigned Dorothy's gang.
Perhaps more accurate. I don't know.
Perhaps. I don't know. I've never read the book.
I think like maybe the story beats are more accurate to the book as well.
Yeah, it seems like it would have been because the writing feels like it's something that was adapted from like 1900.
Yeah.
Which is like which the book was. So
1900 was something like 25 years ago, Nathan.
1900?
The 1900s?
No, 1900 is 100. Like when the book came out.
Is that really?
Yeah, it's like that old.
That's wild.
Or like 1930s.
They're fucking sleeping on that adaptation, dude.
What do you mean?
Like, because the movie came out in like 39.
They just did Wicked.
No, like the...
Like a remaster of just...
So the book came out in 1900. Like, that's the official year.
It was like pretty close to that. Let me look up.
But like the Wizard of Oz movie came out in 1939. So it took like almost 40 years to get an adaptation of the book. It was also when movies were starting, now. So... Man, it took longer, but...
No, it's not 1977. Get the fuck out of here with that. Yeah. The Wonderful was September 1900. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a 1900 children's novel by L. Frank Baum.
Good year.
He was like, we better start out fucking strong. And I think it went like public domain like 75 years later or some shit.
Yeah, sounds right.
Which is crazy.
1975.
In 1975. This shit was public domain before Star Wars was even a thing.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's kind of crazy.
It is. God, this is old. So yeah, it does feel like a 1900s book sometimes because everybody's always saying what they want. You know,
mm-hmm.
like anytime anybody's explaining the whole situation,
it could also be like a kid's book.
Like a kid's book thing, like a repetition type thing, which it feels like that too. It didn't bother me too much, but every time
you're definitely not going to forget what everyone wants.
Yeah. Anytime everybody was explaining what they want from Oz, I'm like, okay, I know. And I like kind of skimmed over that, but
yeah, I like kind of glanced at it to make sure that
it was. I'm like, okay, they're saying he still wants a fucking heart.
He still wants a brain.
But I enjoyed this. It's a bit long, but really good.
I think when you lock in, you kind of fly through it.
Yeah, when you lock in, it feels very nice. And
I didn't get far like with like a TV on in the room, you know?
Yeah.
But like if nothing was going on, I was just blowing through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is written for children, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So we'll get into it. Issue one, it starts with Dorothy in Kansas, which by the way, why does she want to go back to this so much? It's a flat fucking land.
This fucking
dirt everywhere, nothing going
courage
on.
Courage the cowardly dog looking house.
she's fucking courage cowardly dog, dude. And she's like, she has the happiest little smile on her face. It looks like there's natural disasters happening all the time, which happens here. There's a cyclone or a tornado, and she hides her in a house, and the tornado sweeps up the whole house and lands in a strange place. She gets out, and the Witch of the North shows up and says that the house landed on the Wicked Witch of the East. And that she has accidentally killed the witch, but she has freed the munchkins that are there under slavery. And so the North Witch explains the good and the bad witches and tells her about Oz and all the lore or whatever. Go to the Emerald City. He'll bring you back to Oz or to Kansas. And Dorothy starts her walk down the yellow brick road with some the Wicked Witch of the East's shoes, which is like kind of crazy that you kill someone and you steal their shoes, but... whatever.
It happens in the hood all the time.
Yeah, it's true. And she finds a scarecrow on a post. She frees him, and they start their journey to Emerald City to give Scarecrow some brains. And that's the first issue.
So, Courage the Cowardly Dog is set in a fictional town.
Kansas?
Called Nowhere, Kansas.
No way.
Yeah.
Bro, this book teaching me about things.
Important things.
Oh my God.
So yeah, the reason why it looks like Kansas is because maybe that's what Kansas looks like.
Is that what Kansas is?
I've never been to Kansas.
Who wants to go there?
People live there, Nathan.
Dude,
we probably have listeners in Kansas.
What's the Oz land called?
Emerald?
No, the whole thing. Does it ever have a name? Is it just Earth?
Oh.
Or is it like...
I don't know.
Like, what is this land, this fantasy land, you know? Because the fantasy land that she lands in is way more colorful, way more hills, big mountains.
The magical land of Oz?
He owned this whole place?
I guess so.
Mm. Well, this magical land of Oz is gorgeous, so you'd think she'd want to stay there, but...
So, the house gets sucked up, you know the story. Yeah. Which, but she fell asleep.
Dude, she's in the air in that tornado.
For hours.
For how long until you're like, maybe I should go to bed?
Is she expecting to get home?
How long are you up in a tornado in your house in the air before you're like, I should go to bed?
You're like, yeah.
I'm a little beat. It would take me like 20 hours to get to that point, I think.
My body would collapse.
I would be so worried.
That's like going to sleep during war. You know?
Then like after an hour, I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of crazy.
It's like...
And then I'm awake for like 20 more hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just kill me or like maybe I should just go to bed. But yeah, it is funny that she goes to sleep.
I didn't realize that there were like all these regional witches.
Yeah.
There's like four of them.
The Wicked Witch of the East, Daniel.
Yeah, dude, bro. I thought it was just the one.
I didn't know that they were like north and south is good and east and west is bad.
That's easy to remember, you know?
That is, I guess. But I didn't know that was like the structure that they had.
Yeah.
So that was something I learned. And then Scotty Young, I like his design of Scarecrow.
I think Scarecrow is the best redesign, personally.
Oh, dude. Tin Man's pretty good, though.
Tin Man's awesome, but...
They're both really good. I like that Scarecrow has a beer gut, though, so I think I might have to give it... I might have to give it to Scarecrow.
It's just relatable, you know?
He just looks cool.
He hasn't had any beer.
No beer in him. But, yeah, I think I like his.
And he could very easily be, like, creepy, you know?
Yeah. I think there was discussion of, like, making this a creepy adaptation from them. Somewhere in the back matter it says that, but... I'm glad they went with this. But yeah, a bit of yapping in this. A lot of characters are explaining a lot of things, but I think once you're kind of locked in, it's fun. Yep. So issue two, we get some Scarecrow origin, and we find out that all he's ever known was that post that he was on until Dorothy picked his ass up, because that's like where he was created.
Dude, he had nothing to think about.
He had nothing going on.
His life is so short.
Yeah. On their journey, they find the Tin Man, who has rusted so much that he kind of like froze in place. So they oiled him up, you know, got some lube in him.
Yeah, a little ditty party.
Yep. And then he can move his joints and he joins the journey so that he could get a heart from Oz. And his origin is getting limbs replaced one by one after woodcutting accidents dismember him. So he used to be like a whole ass human.
These origins are kind of frightening.
This is dark. Both of these are dark, dude.
I was like,
Scarecrow.
Yeah, limbs.
Scarecrow is limited to an entire just infinity of just being in a field on a post.
Yeah.
And then Tin Man had all of his limbs cut off by himself, I think.
Because like what, he was like cursed or some shit?
Yeah.
What's
the when you replace all the boards of a ship, the ship of Theseus?
Dude, you think I know that?
Yeah, it's like a philosophical thing. It's like if you replace every board on a ship.
I was like Schrodinger's cat.
That's a good one. Very good, Daniel.
That's the one I know.
No, the ship of Theseus is when you replace every board on like a ship or whatever. Is it still the same ship?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what Tin Man is. Is that how it is in the movie?
Did he say that? Did not tap into this shit in the movie?
Yeah.
Because I think he's just a Tin Man.
He just shows up?
They just say Tin Man. The movie's not that long.
How long is
this? Like a buck 40?
Shut up.
Yeah, this definitely gives you way more details. When I started reading it, I'm like, oh, is this just the fucking movie?
Dude, he oxidizes instantly.
Yeah,
this Tin Man.
Tin is the fucking worst, apparently.
Yeah. But anyway, they also meet the lion who wants courage, so he also joins the squad.
And he's just like a lion.
He's just a lion, but he's a cute lion. He's got like this big, round, unassuming sort of head, I guess.
He doesn't He walks on all fours. He's just a big lion.
But, like, he looks like a plushie. He looks like a pillow pet a little bit. And I think it's good. I think I just love a metal man with a mustache.
Yeah.
I think I have kind of a weakness for just falling in love with any character like that.
It's very silly.
Very silly.
Tin Man is like, I shall take the heart, for brains don't make one happy. And I was like, dang.
Yeah. Some of these lines are kind of cold.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Was that L. Frank Baum spitting that shit?
Yeah, those Baum just cooking.
He was ahead.
Cooking with like, I don't know, flames, I guess? Like
whatever they had.
He had to build a fire in order to cook.
Yeah, true. So issue three.
And then hold up. The lion like roars at them, yeah. Right? And then Dorothy roars at the lion.
Yeah.
Or like...
The balls.
She yells at the lion. I'm like, why the fuck would you yell at a lion?
Well, because she thought that the lion was going to bite Toto, which, by the way, is this dog that's in here randomly.
And then slaps him. Like,
she does slap the shit out of that
lion.
You
see a lion and you think, slap the dude? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's true. I do think it's interesting that Toto is just randomly like there sometimes. They like forget about him sometimes.
I forget about him sometimes. Yeah.
I forgot about him a lot, but I would see him pop up and I was like, where was he during this? You know, I'll get to it because I wrote it down.
Out of harm's way.
Yeah, I guess so.
You think he's like a schnauzer?
He looks pretty schnauzer.
I did not remember a dog in this movie.
Miniature schnauzer? I doubt there's one in the movie. I don't think they figured out dogs yet in movie making.
In like the intro, it's like there's some introduction by Schnauer, and he's like, what was it, blame it on Toto.
And do I think people hate Toto?
I don't know. I think that was maybe the reason they came up with the book or whatever. And I was like, the band, I was like,
Africa?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't read that beginning intro piece, but.
Oh, yeah, there's totally a dog.
Yeah.
His name's Terry in the book. What the fuck?
Really? Wow.
He's a Charn Terrier. I guess that looks like.
Yeah, I can see Terrier. Dude, it still looks more like a Schnauzer to me. Like a black miniature Schnauzer.
The giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold up. All right, never mind. All right, go ahead.
So, issue 3, continuing their journey. They have to cross a big gap on the Yellowbeak Road. It's like a little abyss thing. So the lion jumps across with everybody. But then almost immediately there's a second gap and they're like, shit, this one's too big to jump across. So the Tin Man chops down a tree and they create a bridge with it. And so, but when they cross, there's some Kalidas, which are like tiger bears.
Like the most frightening thing.
Like the most horrifying thing to be chased by.
And they're gigantic.
Almost like maybe the top two scariest amalgamations of animal you could get, you know?
Either of those would have been scary to come up with.
Yeah, it's like you do like tiger bear or you do like tiger spiders or some shit. And I can't imagine anything more terrifying to be chased.
I guess they're the same size as the lion, but like...
Just tiger head.
When you first see them, they look like mountains. You know?
They're ginormous. They look like mammoths.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Yeah, they do. So they chase after them, but they chop the bridge down while the Kalidas are on it, probably killing them. And then they cross a river with a raft that the Tin Man built, and they get kind of swept up by the current. The Scarecrow is stuck on a post in the river and he has to be saved. And then crossing a field of flowers, both Dorothy and the lion pass out from the scent of the flowers, I guess. So Scarecrow and Tin Man, being people that don't breathe, they go recruit some mice to pull both of them away from the pollen. And they're all good to go again.
So the Tin Man's got this code where he wouldn't like hurt any creatures,
yeah,
or whatever, but he kills two Kalidas.
That's true.
There's a wildcat that chases after this mouse. He kills the wildcat.
He
with
does?
His axe.
That's awesome.
He chops off its fucking head.
Oh my god, he does. This guy's fucking cold.
And then there's other examples of him killing shit.
Yeah, he's kind of ruthless.
Like
I think he just
killing creatures makes him cry and rust or whatever.
He stepped on a bug earlier and he was like, I can't be crying.
Yeah,
but he fucking murdered maybe two of the coolest animals I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I guess if they're just attacking him, then it's just like all bets are off.
So Scarecrow, he's stuck on this post in the middle of this river.
I don't know how he managed that.
And I'm like, what the fuck? He's just gone now?
Yeah. They like left him.
And
I'm like,
Jesus. They find him again when they get off the river. And a crane's like, oh, I could probably go get him.
Dude, the crane
But why would I?
Yeah.
And then like Dorothy is like, oh, well, give you so many thank yous or whatever. I'm like, why would that be a bribe, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just do it anyway, I guess.
Well, thank you ever and ever so much. And he's like, well, I'll try.
Yeah.
And then I really like the design of this crane just because it's got that Scotty Young sort of flair to it. And his neck is so long.
Oh, yeah. It's like ridiculous.
It's so funny. But it just works. Like, you wouldn't normally think about that, but I saw a silhouette, and I'm like, damn, look at that neck. But it just looks cool. All of these creatures are really fun to, like, look at. So the whimsy that Scotty Young's able to present is super cool.
And there's, like, roofy flowers. That was crazy.
Yeah, skill issue, I guess.
That just it's kill people.
I think that what they do, what the original novel, I guess, probably did a good job of doing is creating a situation for everybody to thrive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, be the one that...
It seems like mostly Tin Man and Scarecrow.
Tin Man is the fucking goat. Okay. He's the most helpful. They would have been stopped like 10 times over if it weren't for Tin Man.
Yeah.
But they do a pretty good job of like finding situations for Scarecrow to shine, or for Tin Man to shine, or like the lion. Because the lion, even though he wants courage, he's like... He tried to roar off the Kalidas. And so he's got a little bit of courage in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't know. He's got to find it himself. And I think that's the obvious metaphor, but...
For like all of them.
For all of them. Yeah.
And so when the lion like passes out, they're like, oh, we just got to go. We got to get Dorothy out of here. I'm like, they just left him to die.
Yeah, they did.
You know, like I don't even think they tried, you know, to like roll him or something.
The lion?
Yeah. They're just like, ah, that's it, dude.
Yeah.
Until they happen.
Well, they happen to find some mice that are pretty chill.
This road is shit. this is like one of the worst roads. There's gaps everywhere.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a long road, dude. That's a lot to patch.
I don't know.
We can barely figure out our freeways here. You know what I mean?
There's potholes. The Great Wall in China seems to be doing all right.
They should have built a wall, is what you're saying.
Basically.
China's a big supporter of big walls.
That are easily crossable, but walls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot wrong with this yellow brick road. Man, the budget on yellow would have been crazy.
Oh, yellow, yeah. Yellow paint. It's like the Barbie movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of obstacles that issue. But issue 4, they finally make it to the Emerald City, and they have to put on some spectacles so that they aren't blinded, I guess, by the city. And they are guided to Oz by one of his guards, but he makes each of them see Oz on a different day. And so each character goes in to see Oz as like a different form, because he's this like great wizard and he could take whatever form. And he tells, they all make their wish to him, but Oz requires that they kill the Witch of the West before granting any of their wishes. So now they got to figure that out. But that's pretty much this issue. And this is where this book gets really green.
Yeah, dude. Is this what Oa looks like?
Dude, sometimes. That's a good point.
Dude, on the way there, they like invited themselves into someone's house.
They crashed at someone's house.
I was like, that's fucking rude. Yeah, they're like, can we sleep here? I'm like, fuck no, dude. Who are you?
Yeah, the first door, they were like, can we sleep here? And it worked.
I didn't know that Oz was just in like a castle or whatever, or throne or whatever you call it. And they're like, Oz can take any form. I'm like, oh, that'd be easy to find, you know? Like, if we don't know what he would look like if he was just walking around. You know?
Yeah.
Like, anyone could be Oz at that point.
Yeah, true.
But
have you seen the Franco one?
No.
You haven't seen the James Franco Oz? Yeah.
What is that one called?
Oz the Great and Powerful.
Is that about him just in...
That's about him, like, getting swept up by the in the balloon.
Oh.
And then he goes and he finds a place and he becomes
from
Oz.
Oklahoma or wherever he's from?
I think he's also from... Is he from Kansas?
No, he's from like a different state.
Mm, okay.
But no, I haven't seen that. I'm surprised you've seen it.
I don't know why I have, but I think I saw it in theaters.
So they get free rooms, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
But, and then they were like, it was strange that he was going to like see them. Like,
because he doesn't see anybody, but he explains that it was because he saw that she had the witch's shoes on.
Right.
So he's like, maybe I should talk to her. But this double page spread is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole landscape of everything inside of this Emerald City is super cool.
Yeah.
And I like the different forms that Oz takes.
This would have been a nightmare to color. Like, yeah, it's all green, greens, but it's like different greens. You know,
I think
it still has like some contrast.
I feel like they might have just done regular coloring and then just put like an CW Arrow like green filter maybe over it.
Dude, you know what I saw? Crom, he's been posting like TikToks, or maybe I've just been seeing him more often.
Yeah, I follow him.
And he like colored a page normally, and then he just put this like blue filter on it to make it look like nighttime.
Life hacks.
I'm like, that's brilliant. Because that seems like the hardest thing in like coloring is just making things look like different
at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Nighttime and daytime.
That would be like, so difficult.
Rather than just like picking a bunch of colors to make it look like that, he just puts this filter over it.
Some I do whenever it's like a nighttime in a comic and it's like a long scene. I like to look at certain panels and just like look at someone's skin color, but only that color.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what a bizarre color to choose for someone's skin color at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be like some weird like purple or some shit. And I'd be like, yeah, it's because it's nighttime.
Yeah. Like this video only had like...
But it works. It's crazy. Color theory is so interesting.
That video only had like 80 likes. So I'm like, actually, this is genius.
Yeah, he's helping people.
So...
I like the different forms that Oz takes. They're actually like pretty freaky. Like the floating head one is super cool.
He's like an angel or something. He like turns into a sun, essentially. And like,
and then for Scarecrow, he's just this hot woman. Scarecrow's like, ooh.
He's the like Elden Ring boss.
He's Melania.
Yeah.
And then just like a bunch of like just a ball of fire.
I'm like, does that happen in the movie? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, dragon would be cool. Yeah.
Or the big monster thing.
Big monster dragon looking thing. And then he's just a big ball of fire.
How's it going?
Yeah. So that's cool that he has the budget for that.
I realize I don't really know this story very well.
Dude, I was reading this and I was like,
most of it was like a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he's like a star right now.
I don't know if I've ever watched the original movie.
I'm sure I have.
I know the story. Kid. You know, I think I probably know more about the Wizard of Oz from that Futurama episode.
Oh, dude.
Do you remember that?
No.
There's like a Futurama episode where they're like the Wizard of Oz pretty much the whole time.
That, I should have watched that.
That's a good episode. I should have rewatched that too. Yeah.
I will lose all interest in Wizard of Oz after like editing this video. Oh, you know? Totally. But like, you know, when there's like a week for it, I'm like, I got to just take it all in, you know? Mm-hmm.
But this is an example of like the repetition sometimes of this book, because they each individually have like a couple pages dedicated to them meeting Oz, saying what they want, and Oz is like, nah, you should kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person. So I'm glad that he at least takes different forms, because I was kind of interested in what he's going to look like each time.
I was like, how the fuck are they going to do that, you know?
Yeah. So issue 5, the squad's like, well, we got to kill that witch, I guess. So they make their journey to the West, but the Wicked Witch of the West can see them approaching, so she sends a bunch of shit after them. She sends wolves, crows, bees, and then winkies after them, whatever those are, like enslaved people, I guess, which doesn't work to stop Dorothy and her group. So the Wicked Witch calls on her winged monkeys for the last time, because she has this crown. She gets 3 commands from these winged monkeys, and the monkeys do kind of fuck them up. So they capture or rip apart everybody. Dorothy's made a slave, and while she's a slave, Dorothy splashes the witch with some water, which just causes her to melt entirely. And then she frees the Winkies from slavery, and they have them free the lion and repair the Tin Man, and they just need to go find the Scarecrow.
This one moved really fast.
This one's crazy. Like they went like, all the way west.
Send these, send that.
All the way west, killed all these things. Why does the Wicked Witch of the West get one shot by water? That's what I want to know.
On accident.
This hasn't happened yet.
And I was like, I bet she comes back, you know, because like, yeah. I was like, no way it was that easy.
You can get one shot with some water.
That's she wasn't even green.
I think the Wicked Witch of the East is green.
No, when you look up like the West one, we never even see the East one.
Because I know, but I think she's normally green. Isn't that Alphaba or whatever?
I don't think so. No, I think that's the West one. Because when you look up the...
I'm looking up Wicked Witch of the East.
I don't think we ever see the one in the East. It's just the legs under the house.
Which one's Alphaba? Which one's the one in Wicked?
The West.
She's the West.
That's
one?
That's what I fucking have been saying.
Wow, look at you.
I'm surprised you knew her like name.
It's just such an interesting name, isn't it? Oh, it is Alphaba. Look at her.
You believe in me now?
Uh-huh.
Wicked Witch of the East, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought the green one was.
I don't know what they're arguing about, dude.
Dude, her sister was a witch. I probably understand that TikTok more.
I don't know.
Greatest crash out of all time, by the way.
I didn't know they were like related.
I didn't know. No, because Galinda is she's not actual sisters, but she becomes like
Ariana family Grande?
Sisters. Yeah, Ariana Grande.
Maybe she's Galinda. The Witch of the North.
She's the Witch of the South.
All right.
Eventually, and not in Wicked, but in this book, Galinda is the Witch of the South.
All right.
It kind of she gives Ariana Grande vibes already. Okay. Scotty Young knew.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What was I saying, dude? When they were all fighting, when the Scarecrow specifically was fighting the crows, and like you don't even see a whole lot of that action,
dude. It's a fucking bloodbath.
He twists all of their necks, and like you don't even see a whole lot of panels dedicated to that. But in my mind, I imagine this insane like anime battle. Where the Scarecrow is just like, I got this one.
The Tin Man was fighting wolves.
He fought wolves and chopped their heads off.
Yeah.
He does not care about fucking...
I want a full color daytime battle.
This whole issue could have been the whole fucking trade. I would have been like, this is fucking hard.
Yeah, right?
Because this is like so cool. I could see why people want to do like gritty fucking adaptations of this shit. Because yeah. It's so sweet. The Bees one was kind of funny too. Because they just all hide under...
So this is Tin Man... killing another creature. 40 wolves to be exact.
Yeah, 40 wolves. He's like, I'm fucking them up. The wolves look cool, by the way. I like that they have.
Yeah.
They're like kind of perched up in silhouette and very their red creepy, eyes.
Yeah.
Super, super fun.
So I guess the winged monkeys are like genies in a way, where there's 3 wishes for this crown thing.
Yeah, they have winged monkeys in Wicked. So I knew that. I wasn't surprised by the winged monkeys at all. I was like, oh yeah.
I wonder if that crown is a thing.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Did you watch Wicked?
Yeah, I did. I saw it in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched like half of it here.
It's good.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah. I think if you like musicals, this is one of the better ones. You know what I mean? So
Okay. I don't.
I think that winged monkey design is pretty cool too. It's very gorillas feeling.
For sure.
And I wonder if like this issue is where Scotty Young started to get the inclinations to do like a violent fairy Fantasyland book. Like, I Hate Fairyland.
Oh, maybe. He's like, this is the fucking funniest part.
Because, like, he probably did have... It looked like it was...
I bet he I felt did a lot this of shit energy. So long that he's like, I fucking hate this.
Maybe.
And so he's like...
That gives that book a whole other context when he did 1,100-ass pages.
Reread would be awesome.
A reread would be so sick. I never even read the thing all the way through, so...
Yeah, I have... But you did, huh? I have the collection, yeah.
Like that's cool. The original little, run?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's I guess fun. The Wicked Witch of the West is, like, scared of the dark... Did you catch that?
No, I didn't. Oh, her dread of water was greater than her fear of the dark.
Yeah, I'm like...
A witch?
Yeah, I'm like, it's dark like half the time.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't go into wherever the fuck Dorothy was sleeping.
Yeah.
Where these demons are just in the
shadows. Yeah, what are the demons in there doing? What are they about?
And so that was what was protecting her, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bizarre.
It was crazy.
But yeah, the accidental kill is like, you know how there's like some character will be killed, but like not all the way or whatever.
Yeah, and then they come back.
Yeah, that's what I thought this was. Mm. I mean, maybe in the other like 900 pages of the omnibus, like it comes back.
Maybe.
So.
That's true.
Anyway, issue six.
Issue six. They find Scarecrow. They fix him up and they're now all good to go to back to Oz and get their wishes fulfilled. So Dorothy uses the crown and she uses her first command with the winged monkeys to return to the Emerald City, which thank God.
Love like, fast oh. travel.
Yeah, they did fast travel. I was like, fuck, we got to go all the way back. But no, they get back pretty fast. The group finds out that Oz is not a wizard. He's just a regular old ass bald man that uses illusions to trick people into thinking that he's a wizard. And we get his origin of him being from Oklahoma or something. And he's a hot air balloon guy. And while he was in a hot air balloon, he got swept away and then landed in this land. And he tricks the people into building the Emerald City. And he still promises to find ways to grant their wishes in the next couple days. And that was pretty much that issue. But
we get our first slur in this. they called Oz a humbug.
Oh, yeah. A humbug?
Yeah.
That's sick.
They call him that a couple of times.
What a cute slur.
That's adorable.
I can't believe Oz managed to get them to believe that he can still do it. Because at the end, he's like, just wait a couple days.
He's like, yeah, I got it.
I thought he was going to dip. I thought he was leaving.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. That would
have
been
hilarious. He'd be like, just come back tomorrow and I'll have it figured out.
Well, when they got back and actually killed him, he was being flaky. He's like, I'll see him in a couple days.
Yeah. But it's crazy that the town isn't even green, but the goggles that everybody wears are just green lenses.
Yeah, and then they wear them the rest of the time that they're there.
I know. I'm like, take them off.
That'd be so annoying. I hate sleeping. Goggles. Yeah, exactly.
Sleeping with them would be crazy. One of my favorite lines that like made me chuckle is in the origin for the monkeys, they talk about this like princess sorceress who couldn't find love because, and this is the line from the book, all the men were much too stupid and ugly to mate with the one beautiful and wise.
Yeah. Oh, Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny, though.
That line's funny. I'm like, that's how I feel like with my wife. And then the dog. I was looking when Dorothy was a slave to the Wicked Witch of the West, and when the monkeys were carrying him, dog's nowhere to be found. But the dog's somewhere in this issue. And I'm like, where was the dog when the monkeys were carrying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. He just like kind of pops up and is like, by the way, he's still here.
So he's got, I don't know, he's talking about like a balloon or something that he has. And it was mentioned that there are a bunch of skins that were like sewn together.
Yeah, it's from the skin of some animal to make it like airtight.
That's wild.
It was a little bit gross. I think we could find it.
So, okay, it was the dragon thing that he had. And he's like,
oh, okay.
The terrible beast was nothing but a lot of skin sewn together. With slots to keep their sides out.
Yeah, dude, gross.
I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, I guess to make it look like a real
dragon
beast or whatever, but
yeah. So is it just him? Logistically, there's a lot of issues to this story,
especially him maintaining that he's like the wizard.
Yeah,
and then he
while
also
while the city's being built.
Yeah,
what happens like when everything's built and he's like, okay, I'm just gonna fuck off.
Like people saw him as like a dude.
That's what I'm saying.
While that was being built,
did he kill everybody?
Or maybe after a generation had passed, no one really figured out what he looked like.
Yeah, I can only assume that. But also, how is he building all this stuff?
Well, other people are building it.
Like, so then they would know that...
Because they thought he was awesome or whatever.
Maybe he just used his other illusions at that time.
I don't know.
Build me a big skin dragon.
And why not just make the place green? You know?
If he's not that much green paint.
Right. He did the outside because you walk up on the place.
It makes way more sense to gaslight everybody into thinking that you should wear goggles that are green. But
developing hundreds of goggles.
And developing hundreds of goggles that people wear all the time or else they go blind. You gaslight them into thinking that they go blind.
Right.
And then hoping that nobody ever tests that theory or accidentally tests that theory.
Can we also get some lore on the winged monkeys?
Yeah. There's there's a princess who had a son, and the winged monkeys were kind of fucking around with him. They dropped him into the river, and the princess was like, that's not fair. We should tie up your wings and drop you into the river and see how you like it. And the king of the winged monkeys was like, maybe we could work something out because they're going to die if that happens.
Yeah.
And so now they have to follow the whims of whoever has this crown, which is crazy because I didn't think that they would have an origin. I was just like, yeah, they just follow this crown.
Yeah, everyone gets an origin. This, which is fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that was all in the novel too, because in 1900s, there's no books. Probably, I don't know.
They didn't have books back then.
Books started in 1900.
It was the Bible and Wizard of Oz.
There were books. There was a lot of books, but in 1900, you're like, I gotta explain everything. Everything's gotta have an origin.
You know? I mean,
that's what it feels like.
This is probably very normal for a solid size book, you know.
Yeah,
and you can't have everything in the movie, so
you could probably read everything.
I'm glad that there's more than just whatever the fuck the movie was.
Books were like movies back then, I think, and it was you could read every book and you could be a cinephile.
But yeah, for film books, was being developed right now.
Yeah, but kind of like how you could watch every movie now if you're an AMC Stubbs member, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's what books were back then. It's oh my god, did you see that new book from Baum?
Yeah, people books sold like hotcakes.
Yeah, they did. It was all the entertainment. Issue 7, Oz gives Scarecrow pins and needles in his head so that he can be sharp like a brain. He tells him it's a brain as well, but Oz gives Tin Man a heart plush thing and then he solders it back into his chest so he never knows that it's actually not a heart. And then he gives the lion some whiskey or something.
Some liquid courage.
And gives him some liquid courage, which they never say, but I wish they did. This is liquid courage that I have, which is probably the best part of this book.
He's got him a little buzzed.
Yeah, dude, he drank all of it. He's like, I felt fucking courageous right now. And then Oz comes up with the plan to make Dorothy a big balloon and they will both leave this land together because he wants to go back to Omaha for some reason.
Wild shaped,
balloon. They make this bulky ass balloon.
It looks like bulgy. Like a Yoshi blimp or something.
Dude, it kind of does. They make this weird-ass balloon. Dorothy's about to leave when she is like, oh, I need Toto. But when she goes to grab Toto, the wind gusts Oz and the balloon away. So Dorothy's kind of fucked. And then the squad decides to see Glinda, the Witch of the South, for help. And they're like, maybe she can help us. And so they leave the Emerald City. Also, Scarecrow is now the new king of Emerald City. So that's cool. Good for him.
Yeah, because
he got brains.
They're all kind of slowly getting whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
During the story, but then he just gave them these placebos.
Yeah,
that seemed to do the trick or whatever.
Which is good. I think it's cool.
I know I'll probably have to gaslight Lucas into thinking whatever he got will do the trick or whatever. You know,
In birthdays or something,
right? Or in Big Daddy, where he's he gives the little kid sunglasses so he's invisible.
So he's invisible. Yeah.
You're gonna
have to do that shit.
He's visible.
No one can see. I watched that movie not to fall asleep the other day.
Banger.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's really
one of the
good.
Best Sandlers.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, that's essentially what they did here, which is cool because it's it's nice because they always had it in them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's good. But he scammed all of them at the same time, which is kind of funny.
Yeah,
I still think Oz is a bad guy, though.
They probably follow up on his shit, too.
Where he went?
Where the fuck did he go? Yeah.
It'd be amazing if he went back.
And what's funny about... If you follow the desert that surrounds the Land of Oz or whatever,
uh-huh.
What's the chances that you go back to where you come from, you know?
True.
He could land in Arizona.
He could land in New York.
Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck is this? What's funny about this book is that in the Emerald City, everything is green, which also includes the sky. above them?
Well, I think it's from the point of view of the people.
Okay, but what's but right after they have the goggles on. Right after he gusts away, there's a panel where the sky's like super blue.
Right.
And I think that's pretty funny too.
But all the skins are green. Where do these skins come from?
Oh, those are actually green skins, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they got good at making green stuff.
Strips of silk.
Yeah, green silk.
Yep. Eight.
Yep. Issue eight. So the squad makes their way through a forest with some trees attacking them. And then they go through a small town made of china. And the lion absolutely destroys one family's home. But it's kind of brushed over. They're like, ah, well.
Oh, I thought it was like a church.
I think it was like someone's home, but I could be wrong.
They're like, there's China people. I'm like, what?
Whoa, 1900s.
But like, it's like, what, like China. Fine China is made out of. I thought that was very funny. And there's like lore to them to where like, if you like take them out of the China land that they're from, they like stiffen up and then like are stuck however they are.
To where they become like actual China?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's
like,
cool.
To be put on a shelf, but then they're like stuck in there.
Yeah. Which what a horrifying existence.
Yeah. There is like yeah, they can be like fixed or whatever if they're like broken, but they're never like quite as beautiful as they once were.
Yeah, they're like shamed for being super ugly.
Yeah.
There's like a clown.
Yeah, Mr. Joker.
Mr. Joker. Is that his name? Yeah, it is.
Dude, did fucking Bill Finger just rip this?
Dude, he did.
Dude, from fucking Wizard of Oz. Because it's just a clown.
Yeah.
Also called Mr. Joker. A lot of green.
Let me see. But yeah, they absolutely, maybe it was a church, but the lion absolutely wrecks it with his tail. It like crashes down and Dorothy's like, that was too bad. But I really think that we were lucky not doing doing more damage pretty much. Oh yeah, church. It was a church. But so then they find a kingdom of animals that the new courageous lion decides to be the king of when he gets back. And then they use a second monkey command to fly them to Glinda's castle. Glinda decides to help him, and she'll give Dorothy a way back to Kansas in exchange for the golden crown. And Glinda uses the three wishes for the crown for the lion to be brought back to the animal kingdom, for Scarecrow to be brought back to the Emerald City to be king, and then for the Tin Man to be brought back to the Winkies to be king. And then Glinda tells Dorothy to click her heels together, which will take her and Toto back to Kansas to be reunited with her aunt and uncle, which is what happens after they all say goodbye. And that's pretty much the story.
They were going to this like dark forest or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and these trees were just like not letting them in.
Yeah.
They're just like grabbing them with like branches and vines and like throwing them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're in this, like in this forest, all the animals were like trying to figure out how to take down this gigantic spider.
Oh yeah.
And with the liquid courage that the lion had, he's like, oh yeah, I can take, he's like, why hasn't other lions tried to stop this spider thing?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, the spider's been eating lions. So the lion eating spider is sleeping, and our lion is like, I got this.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And he just like punches his head off.
He one shots it. That's also crazy. But a scary looking spider, by the way.
The spider like wakes up, right? And there's eyes like on the spider's back.
Yep.
I'm like, this thing's still alive.
It's like very scary too.
It's pretty fucking terrifying.
Seeing that shit would be insane.
I'm like, he's done.
Yeah.
He goes back to this forest and that thing's still roaming around.
Probably.
That's a lot of setup in this book, I feel
like. There is. There's a lot. I mean, it's probably just skimming over some of the novel stuff, but yeah. What's funny is that this whole book could have been over in like 10 pages if that first witch told her that you could just click your heels.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't that
known the power of the Wicked Witch of the East's shoes like Glinda does? But
so it's the
kind of funny.
It's the Witch of the South that has this like Super Mario-esque castle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, very like Minecraft.
Very Super Minecraft Mario trees. Looking. Yeah, it's kind of cool though. It's very unique design.
Yeah, I bet there was a lot of fun designing a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. She's got like roses in her hair and stuff. She's very, very pretty looking.
Yeah, pretty bad witch over here.
So I like that everybody in the squad is like a king now.
Yeah.
But I need a sequel where they all fight, like some Game of Thrones type shit.
Oh, dude, a war?
Can you imagine a Game of Thrones-esque war between all of the original squad?
Yeah, there's got to be some tea in those pages.
Yeah, someone made that story, I think, and I want to read that one. But
so when she clicks her heels together,
yeah,
she loses her shoes, like when she's like whisked she's away.
Yeah.
But they fall off like right outside her gate.
Yeah, she can go pick them up.
I'm like, go get them.
Yeah, you're right. That's funny.
Like if they fell off, you know, over an ocean, I'm like, all right, they're lost or whatever.
GG.
But no, it's like
100 feet from the
from
this flat ass fucking Courage the Cowardly Doghouse. Dude, this panel looks like it was taken from like the storyboards of Courage.
Yeah,
it's got like a little windmill thing. What is that doing?
So this gate is like thousands of yards
long
from their house.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, they got fucking money, they got land, dude.
The circumference of that shit,
they got acres of shit,
and that's all they
haven't grown anything because everything looks fucking dead.
Yeah what a great place you return to.
And how did the house get back? Because the house crushed the witch.
Who brought back the house? Did they rebuild it?
Did the clicking get the house
is back? The witch still there in the house? Oh my God.
Oh.
So much potential.
Yeah,
she didn't think to go back and get the house. What if she came back and they're like, we're fucking homeless now, by the way?
They're like, go back.
We're a billion miles away from any semblance of civilization. We're homeless.
Yeah.
That would have been a funny ending. She's like, oh, fuck, I forgot the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty fun. And I guess the story continues in the marvelous land of Oz.
Yeah, this is Pumpkinhead, dude.
Yeah.
He looks cool.
That looks fun.
He's got that shit on, dude. He's got a scarf.
So we'll go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
Got some covers, which I wish we saw cover breaks because I like these covers.
Yeah, we get them all in the back, which I think is also fun. But
yeah, it's also fun.
And then I didn't realize that there's variants. Eric Schnoer, he does some variants.
Yeah, that's cool. He actually has some pretty good cartooning. He does as well.
Yeah,
This is a weak J. Scott Campbell cover. I think he's done some better stuff, but
yeah, I like Schnoer could have done the art for it.
Yeah, totally.
But with how much work went into this, it probably would have taken forever.
Yeah,
and just having Scotty Young on this,
God,
he adds a lot of sauce.
So much sauce.
Like, I don't know if this would be as enjoyable to go through without just like the iconic
Scotty
Young artwork.
I would not have enjoyed it as much because he just has that look where he just, when he's designing stuff, you can tell he's having fun.
And just works so well with the story in this world.
And like some of these covers, you could tell that he's got a very flexible style. Like this issue 5 cover with like the witch, it's very like dark and cryptic looking. Same thing with issue 4 cover.
It's like creepier shit.
And then like there's these ones where they're very, very happy and whimsical, just like the issue 1 cover. Or
dude, I love the issue 3 cover.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
It's the best.
So he's great. He's really good at what he does.
Like,
I'm surprised.
Like it, like the issue 3 cover is not like a panel, but I feel like you can pull so much from, like, I don't know, just like what's happening in it.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool. It's like not like a story beat, you know?
No.
4, it's like, yeah, we see
the wizard. When you see Oz.
We see Oz, so that's coming or whatever. But this is just like,
it's cool.
Just so fun.
Then we get a sketchbook type thing. We get like a small publication history of the Wizard of Oz, which is why I knew, I think it was from 1900.
Hmm.
And then
character designs, which
and
is,
we get a lot of input from Scotty on these, which I appreciate because it was like kind of him really working on the designs for all these people. And he was like, I tested every single nose you could even think of for Dorothy, and every single eyes and eyebrows and strand of hair that she could possibly have to before landing on the design.
A lot of these would have made it like a very different feeling.
That's what I'm saying. It makes, like, if she had bigger eyes, it would feel different. You know what I mean?
Even with like the lion, I'm like, this could have been like more depressing looking.
This lion's very Disney, but like also majestic.
Super like
majestic,
Lion King looking.
Yeah, like, kind of chiseled and majestic. So I think he made the right call making sort of like a big round plushy type lion.
Yeah, definitely more
the scarecrow looking. He was going to have him have these big buck teeth, and I think it works so much better with just like the stitch mouth.
The Tin Man.
The Tin Man would have been fucking awesome if he was the Iron Giant.
Essentially.
But I understand at the same time that he needs to be kind of like with the squad. But if he was this giant fucking armor
almost
man,
give him a hat.
Oh my you know, God.
Any yeah. of these would have cooked.
A hat would have been hilarious.
It helped out a lot with the rain, you know?
Dude, yeah. Why doesn't he have a hat? He should. He's got to invest.
It's for the plot.
Mm-hmm. And then you get some designs for everybody else. And then we get some process pages, which are pretty cool. And that's it. So what would you rate this book, Daniel?
I get it. I give it a love it. And there's a signature Coldstone creation. It's called Oreo Overload.
Mm.
I think kids love Oreos. And I always thought like cookies and cream is a very like a childhood classic kind of ice cream mixture.
Yeah.
So I go with that.
I was going to say I give it like a cotton candy.
Sure.
But like at a fair.
Oh, actual cotton candy. Okay.
Like, yeah, like a cotton candy where you're in a big thing. You're like, this is so much.
Mm-hmm.
But you eat all of it. It's not, it's a little intimidating.
You condense it and get it wet. It's not that much.
You get that, you smash it all. No, you get that Marge Simpson hair type cotton candy. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to eat all this. And then you eat all of it and you're like, that wasn't that bad actually.
Yeah.
And it was very tasty mm-hmm. and it looks nice.
Yeah.
So that's why I would give this.
Very good.
Because I'm not really like a fantasy guy that much. This is not my flavor of things I typically tend to enjoy, but that was pretty enjoyable.
It seems like a different pocket of fantasy kind of stuff. Yeah,
because it's not like orcs or whatever.
It's really just like children's book kind of...
Children's book
yeah, logic. But still,
I mean, because that's what it was.
Right.
But it's so defined, it feels like, this story in general.
Yeah, and iconic, you know.
Yeah, because it's got 125 years of different adaptations yeah. and continuations and stuff, so... Kind of interesting to think about.
What do you think this trade was rated on League of Comic Geeks?
It's criminal if it's under 4 for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's well above that.
Okay.
But I think some people don't like to read.
I don't know if it's that popular.
I don't think it is either, but people that have read it and then have rated it probably rated it highly.
Okay, yeah.
I'd probably just give this 4. They probably rate this a 4-3.
4-3, Nathan.
Oh, dude, is that 2 in a row?
Dude, 2 in a row. Nailed it.
Let's go. I'm going for the 3-peat next week.
Accuracy has gone crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Some of those people know ball. If it was me rating this letterbox, I'd say like 4-5 for sure.
4-5 is good. I think you can, I don't know if you can do halves.
4-6.
When you rate it. But yeah, no, it is good.
On what?
Comic Geeks. I don't know if you can do half a star.
Oh, I see. It's either 4 or 5.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh,
so
it's miserable.
So it just averages out.
Oh my God. So much pressure.
But yeah, it's been a pretty solid benchmark with just for ratings and like how much I enjoy things. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think things are like improperly rated.
Are you able to search for books based off rating and can we look at the 1 stars?
I haven't been able to find that.
Oh, okay.
I think I've looked, but not very hard.
Okay, got it.
People make their own lists and stuff. Maybe there's like a 1-star list kind of thing, but I haven't seen anything lower than like the twos, you know?
Got it. That makes sense.
So it can be a little skewed because of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've also never seen like a 5.
Yeah, but that would involve everybody on average rating it 5.
Right.
Which on average,
which is like impossible.
Yeah. They would like be everybody hit 5.
So let's get into the pull list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box?
We got Batman number 3.
Yes, sir.
We got Absolute Green Lantern number 8. Are you selling that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I just got to read them. I think I'm on issue 5, so I'm not that far behind.
Yeah, yeah. We got Ultimate X-Men number 21.
It's going to end soon.
It's around the corner. And
we got to have a funeral.
And
I mean, she's just going to go back to more X-Men stuff soon.
A few months ago, she knew it was ending, you know?
Yeah, true.
And so this is like the last arc. And so she's had to like figure that out.
Just be happy that it happened.
Yeah, yeah. We have Alien versus Captain America.
Yes. What the fuck is he going to do?
I don't know.
Does the acid go through vibranium?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh my God. That's all I want to know. If they tell us in the first issue, I'm not getting the rest. I feel like it wouldn't.
No, I don't think so. There's got to be something.
I just want to know, though.
Right. We'll see. We have Planet Death, number 2.
That was a while ago, that first one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a 0 issue, too, but that was small.
Yeah.
And then we have DCKO Night Fight.
Night Fight.
So we see...
That's Batman fighting some people?
We see what Batman's doing.
Yeah, because he's not in the tournament.
Yep. So not
we'll see.
Dead forever or whatever. We'll see.
That's fun.
I think that's probably where I finish what I buy in like the DCKO realm.
You're not getting DCKO 2?
No.
I'll get it.
All right, cool.
I'll let you know how it is.
All right. If it's good, let me borrow it.
Yep.
What'd you read?
I read the books that you lent me. So I'll grab them in a second. But
okay, cool.
I read Superman Kryptonite Spectrum number 3.
Nice.
That was a fun one. I like that him and Shazam just hung out.
Yeah.
It was cool. Good book. I really like it so far. I think that it continues to be very fun little one-shot stories with this like through line in there. They're doing a killer job. I read Spider-Man Noir number 1 by Eric Larson. And I was so jazzed by that book.
Oh, dude, good.
I was like, this just ruled. It just works.
I'm glad you liked it.
I think it was... I figured it was going to be more noir. Because it's kind of a bright book.
It's not that dark.
So it's the only... I want him to smoke a cigarette or something. In the lighting from the shades or whatever puts lines on his face.
Yeah, I just want he's like a Sin City page.
But he... The Eric Larson, like... The dialogue in it feels very like 1930s or whenever this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I wrote down just like some of the lines that just made me laugh. Okay. But he's like... Peter Parker's trying to pay rent. And he gets like some money from a PI gig that he's doing. And he's like, I finally got a couple nickels rubbed together when he's talking about paying the rent. And I was like, that fucking rules. I could pay for this. I got a couple nickels rubbed together. I mean, what does that even mean?
That's how much rent was back then.
That's hilarious. And there's a line he says where he's like, I hate Nazis and flying Nazis are the worst. And I was like, that's just a fun line.
Yeah. Cause it's like,
he fights a Nazi. Well, that's I guess like it might have been like thing.
Like during World War II.
I think it was 1939 is when this was set, I remember correctly. But, okay. But yeah, it's awesome. I think a Spider-Man using guns is fucking cool.
Yeah.
he's down to just kill people, but he tries not to.
We've been missing out.
Dude, I know it. I'm like, it's
that's
so
what we're missing.
And then the PI stuff is cool. I think just like investigation stories in that time where there's no like cell phones or whatever. It's just very fun.
Or DNA.
DNA, anything like that. I like that he has a hat. He doesn't wear the hat most of the time, but I just like that he has one.
Mm-hmm.
I read it all in like the Nicolas Cage voice, and that elevates this a lot, I think, for me. Just because I like Cage, but yeah.
You do like an impression in your head.
And the twist at the end is awesome. So I'm...
Yeah.
I'm pretty into it.
Yeah, I was like... I was a little cooked when I was reading it. And so I'm like, is this good? I don't know. I like enjoy
it. No, dude, it's good.
I'm like, good, good.
It's way better than it should be, I feel like.
Maybe it's as good as it's supposed to be, you know? And maybe. We just don't know.
But it made me want to watch the Prime show.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, fuck, it's going to be good, I think. So yeah. That was fun. And then I continued reading Chip Zdarsky's Daredevil. I finished volume 2 and started volume 3. So I got like 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
The Jorge Forn stuff?
That he does one issue of that. He does issue 10, which is the end of the second volume.
Okay.
And that issue, I think, is easily one of the best issues of Daredevil, like, ever.
Whoa.
It's so good. I remember it specifically rereading it because I was excited that Jorge Fornes is part of it.
Mm.
But reading it as, like, a part of the entire just run, it feels like a season 2 finale where it's just, like, the situations that the characters are in are interesting. Things happen, and you're like, what is he going to think about that later? Like, the relationship stuff that happens.
That's going to be hard for, like, kind of a fill-in artist. You know,
I know, but like the action is also super impactful, and it's like this means something, and they're gonna have to talk about this later.
Think about how important that issue was for like his career, you know?
Jorge Fornes?
Yeah,
no, he was already hot shit.
Was he?
Yeah, was he was already doing Batman stuff, and
he was
with Tom King.
All right, so I think that might have been prior.
I think people knew ball with Jorge Fornes.
Okay,
after that, but it just like it just feels like such premium comics just in that. And it feels like the show when, like, I don't know. It's really? Just really good. It's really, it feels nice. That book feels like the show. And I have as much fun reading that book as I did watching the show.
Okay.
Which is like a high praise.
Yeah. Glowing recommendation.
Which it is. And then I began volume 3. Marco Cicchetto is back. Cicchetto. He's awesome.
Nice.
There's some Electra stuff going on.
That's good.
It's all really good. It's really interesting.
I could have swore he was drawing the whole thing.
He does most of it.
Okay.
Volume 2, they had a fill-in artist, and there wasn't as much action in it because there was a lot of Daredevil being like, maybe I shouldn't be Daredevil. But even like that stuff, he talks to like Reed Richards, and he's like asking Reed Richards like if there's a god. Kind of stuff, and like really interesting conversations like that, because he's doubting himself,
yeah,
as this man that has been such a strong devoted Catholic and a lawyer. He's like followed rules kind of his whole life, and he's kind of breaking that down. But he's also been a man that has I think the way he said it, he's just danced with the devil and like bent those rules because he knew it was the right thing. And so it's a very interesting dissection of the character.
Yeah,
so it's awesome. So I'm gonna keep reading that. And hopefully you finish all of it, because I think in total it's like 60-ish issues. I think he did like 30.
Even with like the reboot?
I think it was like 30, and then it rebooted and he did like 25 or something. And nice. Then there's Devil's Reign in there that he did.
Right, at the end or whatever.
So, cool. Fun. And there's some Spider-Man stuff in here. It's cool.
Sweet.
What'd you read?
I read White House Robot Romance. Speaking of Chip Czarski.
What is that?
White House Robot Romance.
That's so fun.
That was the distillery book he did with Rachel Stott.
Cool. How was that?
Good. It was pretty cool. It looked really good. Rachel Stott's excellent. It's fun. I don't know if it's like $9 fun, but the second issue of that comes out this week, I think.
Cool.
So I wanted to
check it out.
You know, make sure whether or not I was going to go forward or not. I don't think I'm going to buy the next one, but it could be a good trade.
Cool.
Those are, I didn't realize how long those were. I know they're a little thicker, but like when I'm reading this, like, these are long.
Yeah, they're like 40 pages typically, I think.
Yeah, so 40, 50-ish. I went to a different comic shop because I was missing some stuff a couple months ago. And I saw that they had Rogue the Savage Land #1.
Cool.
So I picked up that. They just had like a variant. And so I just grabbed that.
Is it the blue guys? That's Rogue Trooper, never mind.
That's Rogue Trooper, yeah. No, Rogue, like the X-Men character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
that's cool.
There's a storyline where she's in the Savage Lands.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's something that they did in the 90s. It's like a Tim Seeley book.
Cool.
And it's like whatever. It's not like for me, but I think it works, you know. It's like in the where Kazar lives or whatever. And yeah. I think he'll eventually be like a part in that book.
Mm-hmm.
So it was okay. And then I read Phantom Road #1-5.
Oh,
so nice. I reread 1 and 2 and then finished off that trade.
Yeah.
And really good. Sometimes I forget how good Jeff Lemire is. And
God, he's so good.
That book is really good. And it's a really like swift read.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those Jeff Lemire, like, what the fuck's going on? I don't know.
But we'll figure it out.
But yeah, maybe, I have up to 10. And then it's continued since then. I think 15 just came out. So,
and it's Gabriel Walta on art, right?
Yeah, he's good as well. He works really well for this book.
He rules.
So, very cool. Yeah. Did you watch anything?
I started Death Note.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's good. Good anime.
Yeah. It's not punchy or anything.
No.
And
interesting, though.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
It's like one of those ideas where it's just like, oh, how would they do this? And then they're moving really fast to elevate it a lot. Like the idea, they're not really steeping in some of these ideas before introducing more. I'm only like 5 episodes in.
Okay.
But they're like adding rules to the notebook. And then in the little bumpers before commercials, they give you some rules. And I try to read it and I'm not very fast at reading. And so it just leaves and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, wow.
I hope I don't have to. Yeah, but it's fun though. I like some of the ethics that are in there. And he's definitely starting to kill people that shouldn't be killed, so I'm like, oh, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah,
so it's fun.
Nice.
And I also played a new game called Ark Raiders.
Okay,
big release, hot release.
Is it?
I wasn't gonna get it because it's like a 3-player game, and I was like, I just bought Battlefield and stuff like that. But I bought it anyway. You know, I got sucked into it, and I downloaded it, and I tried to play it, and I was in a queue for a couple hours, and I was like, fuck.
Yikes.
And then after the queue, I had to make an account, and for some reason, that didn't work for like an hour. And I was like, fuck me, dude. I could still return this, maybe.
Should get back in the queue.
And I start playing it, and it's pretty fun.
What is that?
It's an extraction shooter is what it's called.
I feel like you're always playing a new extraction shooter.
Dude, I've played like three this year.
It feels like it.
And I think I'm a little bit burnt out by it. But the people that love extraction shooters love this game. So I think I need to give it more time because I've only dropped in like five times.
Mm-hmm.
But you drop in. I think the vibes are just the best part of it because it's this like sci-fi extraction shooter. And there's drones that are kind of like flying around and these spider robots that are walking around. And like you definitely don't want to fuck with those, which makes it kind of fun. Because if it does find you, it'll like jump on you. And it's just like big
robot. Don't like that.
Don't like it. Yeah. And so you want to avoid them. So being sneaky is more in your favor than not until you can eventually get good enough weapons to kill those things and get the good loot out of them. And it seems like the community of people, like there's a proximity voice chat thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically more prone to wanting to help you, which is cool.
Okay.
You can still kill people, like each other if you find them. But I like to try and be like pacifist against people and be like friendly, friendly, friendly. And then like you'll just group up with some random person and you'll look through a place, you loot some stuff. They'll give you some stuff if you need it for like a quest or whatever. And then you just extract together. It's very fun in that way.
Hmm.
Or if you're fighting somebody, you can talk shit to them. So that's kind of fun too. I'm not very good at it yet, but it's fun. It's not, what's good is that it's not very complicated. So I think that's good because there's other ones where I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I also like a simple game.
Yeah, so it's good vibes and it's simple. So I think that's why it's so popular. But I got to put some more time into it.
For sure.
What'd you watch?
I watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That is a...
Is that Broadway?
No, it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Oh!
It's got like George Clooney and John Turturro and...
Is that an older movie?
99?
Oh, okay.
Is it Coen Brothers? Blake Nelson is in it. Yeah.
Who directed it?
The Coen Brothers.
How old are they?
Like right now?
Yeah.
60s, 70s?
Really? I don't know why in my head they were like 40.
No.
I mean, I know they made Big Blasky like a long time ago too.
They've made like 20 movies together or something. Holy and shit. Then now they've like separated and they make separate movies now.
Drama.
Yeah. I don't know if it's drama, but.
What's up with the Safdie brothers? Why are they making their own thing, but the same thing still?
So the Coen brothers, when there's like Joel Coen, who mm-hmm. did like probably the more serious stuff better. And then Ethan Coen was definitely the more comedy guy. And so they kind of separated and doing their own like respective
comedy/serious stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so together it felt like they had just like so much range, but I think it was just more one was like kind of leading the way more than the other,
right?
But yeah, just been going through that. It's set in like Depression era, and it's three guys who like escape from prison and it's kind of like on the run. It's loosely based on like the Odyssey. Like the Odyssey is like credited in like the credits, like the beginning credits. And so it's like their adaptation of the Odyssey.
Do they meet a Cyclops?
But yeah.
Is a guy with an eye patch?
Yeah. John Goodman is a Cyclops.
He's a Cyclops?
Yeah.
Good movie.
I'm sold. The thing is that Joel and Ethan Coen have like never read the Odyssey. And so they say.
That's sick.
I think it's.
This is what I think happened.
Yeah. And so I think Tim Blake Nelson is the only one that's read the Odyssey. And so I think they're like asking him stuff to like kind of get the story together. But it's pretty good. It's not like one of my favorites or anything, but it was like more of a comedy one. Mm-hmm. And there's like some actually really funny moments.
Yeah.
But like knowing it was based off the Odyssey, I was like, all these scenes, they mean something, you know? Or like, yeah. This is like related to something. It's like a parallel. I don't know the Odyssey very well. I've never read it or anything.
You read it in high school?
Dude, reading in high school is like, doesn't mean I read it, you know? Mm. I was more like, I was in the room while we were like popcorn reading, you know?
Mm. I think that's one of the only books in high school I locked in.
Really? I'm sure I'd like it, and I'm looking forward to, you know,
the next movie,
the Christopher Nolan movie, because that seems like it'll be very accurate. But yeah. No, I didn't read it, and so, but if you just kind of look at it very literally, and just like kind of what happens in the movie, I'm like, oh, it's okay, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not bad.
That's cool.
So, been going through those, just kind of finding them here and there. I've mostly been watching them at like 5:30 a.m. on weekends when like Lucas is up and Sarah's not, and I can pick whatever I want.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just like a really weird itch I scratch. And they really hit really early in the morning for some reason.
Oh, I bet.
And then I go take a nap and have like a weird dream about it or something.
That sounds cool.
But yeah. I like skipped a couple of their movies to get to this one for some reason. I think because it was just on Netflix or whatever.
Got it. But anyway. So you were trying to like go in order?
Yeah, I was. I think like based off of what I've heard about each of them, I'm kind of more inclined to watch certain ones, yeah. You know? And then ones that I know are good or that I've seen that I'll kind of watch those too. So I will watch all of them.
I watched part of the Phoenician Scheme, but then I fell asleep because I was hungover.
Oh!
I know. But it's there's a lot of yapping in the beginning, and I was like, fuck, I gotta go. So I'm a very interesting start.
You gotta be sober and locked in, Nathan.
Dude.
The beginning is like the most yapping.
Yeah.
Really pay attention to that. Because I had to like re-watch the beginning.
Okay, so then maybe I'm watching in the best way possible. Because
hungover?
No, but watching it and then falling asleep and deciding I'll go back to it. But I have a good context of what's going on and I know what names are important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when they play basketball and one of them shoots it and just completely misses and it hits a train, I laughed so hard.
Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, hilarious. Very different from Wes, it feels like, just based off that opening scene. But then
again, it's not, you know?
No, I feel...
It could not be any other director, you know?
It couldn't. I was just surprised when that dude exploded in the beginning.
Dude, right?
I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. That's like, a way to be like, this is some shit that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that's when I like locked in.
So I'm probably going to watch this weekend for real.
Good.
With a coffee.
Good. Yeah, I got to have a coffee.
So.
But what are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
Well, we got some movies coming out that we gotta read some stuff for. We got some homework.
We got Stranger Things.
Are we doing this? There's a Stranger Things book.
There's plenty.
Are we doing the Stranger Things TMNT book?
That's an option.
I've never watched that show.
Yeah.
I would love to only consume it via comic book.
If you want. If not, we can just do whatever. Is there anything you've been like kind of itching to read lately that you haven't made time for because of our podcast?
I've been trying to find a birthday book.
Oh, dude, I have like.
But I don't have any like itches for things that have come out recently, unless you want to do like Absolute Wonder Woman.
We could do that. We haven't done any Eisner. Did that win in Eisner?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me,
dude? I don't know.
Have you read any of it?
I read the first issue.
Oh my god.
And I was like, no thank you.
What? No.
I was like, it's pretty good.
Let's read that shit.
All right. Absolute Wonder Woman.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Alright, cool. Absolute Wonder Woman.
You tell me blind rank that shit, I'm putting it at 0. Cause it's great. But yeah, let's do that.
Alrighty. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. There's a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. Tell us something about Wizard of Oz.
What's a good Oz thing that's not the movie?
Yeah, a good Oz thing. There's a couple of remakes of the movie.
Should Dana watch Oz the Great and Powerful with James Franco and half of it's black and white for some reason?
Should I?
Should he watch Wicked? All of it?
Or should I watch?
Should I watch
weird YouTube videos about it?
Should I watch Wicked even though the first one is Wicked Part 1 and the next one doesn't say Part 2? Should I watch that? I don't plan on it.
That was quite the decision.
Bold decision.
I bet retroactively, like on streaming, it'll be Part 2 somewhere as like a colon.
Yeah, maybe.
Subtitle. But yeah, trevorspot@gmail.com. Email in.
Yes, sir.
Always looking for recommendations.
Of course.
And goodbye.
Peace.